feel a little bit like Jonah. Let's see, I'm trying to find Psalms. Let's see, that's before Proverbs. Psalm 63. I was going to go home and Brother Ed would say to my son-in-law, Kenny, well, what did Brother John do? And Eddie would say, well, he did nothing. He sat there like a bump on a log. So thank you for your patience with me. We go way back. I go way back. He goes halfway back. Him and his sister back there is our excellent cook. I used to play on the floor with them at the Faith Home. So we're friends way back, brothers and sisters in the Lord and also in fellowship. Psalm 63, this thought has been on my heart and mind all these days. Oh God, it's a nice prayer. It says in the caption above that the David was in the wilderness of Judah at this time. He was away from Jerusalem. He was away from where the Lord's presence is manifested. And that's what he makes reference to here. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. He was missing something. He was hungry for God. And that's how we feel too. My soul thirsteth for thee. The Lord often uses these physical attributes that we have and that we can understand. We understand thirst. We had a few days of 90 to 100 degrees this summer, and we probably have experienced thirst somewhere along the way. You know, we're quite fortunate that we can help ourselves. Some people even carry a bottle to the dining room, I notice, yeah, even though we have water there. But we can carry a bottle in our pocket or a pocketbook or on the bicycle. You have a bottle in one hand and a cell phone in the other hand, and you're going, look, ma, no hands on a bicycle. You see that in New York. You know, I get sidetracked easy. I've been coming here for 63 years. Actually, 1949 was my first time, my first season here. That was about the fourth season, I guess, of the camp. And where's Heidi? There she is. Her daddy brought me up here with my brother, Joe. We were the first ones of the family that were brought here. And then later, my brothers and sisters showed up. There were six of us, orphans from Germany, from Austria, actually, Yugoslavia originally. Did they really have to go home early tonight? I'm getting involved here. I didn't really mean to go into history. I'm sorry. But what I wanted to really say was that I've been coming here for a long time, and I appreciate what's done here, that the Lord is honored, is magnified. People seek the Lord. They pray for this place all year, not only during the season, and that we can come here and find the Lord. And so David had a place in Jerusalem where he could get into God's presence and find the Lord. Let's see. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. That sanctuary was in Jerusalem. And he was out in the wilderness, and things were dry, hungry, uncomfortable. And sometimes we feel like that. We come from different places. I noticed some folks came from Toronto and some from even from Vancouver, wherever that is. I think it's out west in Canada somewhere. And some of us are from New York. And we come here and we're blessed, refreshed. I'm not saying we don't get blessed in our churches. The Lord is merciful, and He touches our lives week by week, meeting after meeting. If we're hungry for Him, if we come to church and desire Him, He meets with us, and He touches our hearts and lives and changes and refreshes. But there are times when we've been someplace, people go to retreats. There's ladies' retreats, there's men's retreats, there's camp. And there are times when we're really boosted up and strengthened. And then we go home. And I noticed in some of our young people sometimes, and older people too, boy, it was nice up there. The Lord's presence is there, and they come back singing and quoting scripture, and they last for a couple of days and weeks maybe, and then it's all used up. Did the Lord forget His own because we went home? Lord, if He would put this desire in us all the time, that it would be like this. As I said, the Lord uses this natural expression of hunger and thirst to show us spiritually what it ought to be. Do I really want the Lord like I'm looking forward to the next cheeseburger? Or I've been hinting for a lobster tail, and I know we're far from Maine, so it didn't happen, but maybe next year. I know Edith comes from Illinois. There are none there. Lord, I long for You all the time. I need You in New York. I need You in Vancouver. I need You in Toronto. I need You in Illinois or Wheaton. I need You all over the place, constantly. And the word that came to me... Now, I've read the Bible a few times in my life, all the way through, and sometimes you get a list of references that us preachers put together, and we go from Genesis to Revelation, you know, and touch upon important points. But somehow the Lord connected me with the end of Isaiah 40 on this thought. If you'll just be patient with me and turn to that quickly. Isaiah 40. Beginning with verse 28, hast thou not known? The question, don't you know? And you heard? Have we heard? My goodness, in 4 days, we've gotten, well, Jonah concentrate, and Bible concentrate. You know what concentrate is? You have a can of orange juice and you can make... 3 cans of water in there, and what does it make, a quart? Bible concentrate. The Lord has fed us. You all feel full tonight? I feel like I ate too much. Well, that somehow happens maybe spiritually. The Lord feeds us so graciously and consistently and every day. And we heard a lot. So the Lord says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Yes, we have. That the everlasting God, the Lord, somebody important, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of His understanding. In other words, He don't get tired. He don't sleep. He's on the job all the time. He giveth power to the faint. I was always interested in that. As I said, I've read it a few times in my life. I need to feel kind of needy with the Lord. Then He'll come to me. I need to need Him. He giveth power to the faint, not to those that think they have it all and they can do anything. And I'm spiritually strong. I can do anything. I come to the Lord on my knees and say, God, I need You today. I need You tomorrow. I need you yesterday, and I need you next week. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. That's probably part of what it means to be poor in spirit there in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. To recognize my need of the Lord all the time, wherever I am, and to seek him and to find him, and he'll manifest himself. I like this one. Now, one time I was a youth. I had a smile the other night when Andy was talking about being young a long time ago. Where is Andy? There he is. Are you kidding? I love this cover here. I swam there and back when I was young. The island. It's almost a mile, I guess. Huh? Anyway. Did anyone else want to testify? I don't know. So. I don't know. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. They even let the girls hold the dining room door today, and the young men were standing inside, looking important. I like Costanza. He gets me up to date. Some Bobby Costanza. He's a famous singer and teen choir leader, and one of my boys in Onantum, and he never lets me forget it. I had to tell him to change his socks in those days. Anyway, he was always impressed with me because, as Brother Eddie remembers, I used to have muscles. So he bragged to his sons about Johnny and his muscles. And one day he introduced me to them. And here's two Italians. Oh, they look strong like him there, Brother Reese, like he's pumped iron, you know. And they're looking at me like we could chew him up and spit him out. Yeah. You impressed with him? Well, I'm not the man I was. Wait, I forgot I was supposed to talk about the Lord. I'm sorry. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Doesn't matter of age. Matters whether I want the Lord or not. Then he fills us in on a little secret there in the last verse. But, and we want to inscribe that, let the Holy Spirit inscribe that into our hearts. We have read it 1,000 times. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? It says in 28. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's not going to happen any other way. It won't happen if I memorize the verse. It won't happen if I talk about it, or if I preach about it, or I wish it. But it will happen. It will happen if I do it. The Lord will make me victorious if I do it. The Lord will meet me on my knees. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They won't be weaklings in the kingdom of God. The comparison is used here of an eagle, and I tried to research that a little bit years ago already, and I didn't get far. I don't know anything about a computer. That might be helpful. I don't even know how to turn one on. Now you lost your great admiration of me already, right? All of you young people, I give my watch to my son to set the time, the digital watches. My grandsons, they have to program my... By the way, I was good tonight. I left my cell phone in the room. One time when his father was sitting there, he went off. He didn't like that. It was very seldom when his father got upset with me. That was one of them. Anyway, I didn't blame him. It was, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They're going to be strong. I don't know if you've ever seen an eagle. I think Brother Tom has a picture of an eagle. Where is he hiding? Don't you saw an eagle up here somewhere?
Yes? Bald eagle.
bald. Well, that's okay. I'm right in style there. A bald eagle, powerful, flies high, can see far, has endurance. So no wonder the Lord uses the expression or comparison, mount up with wings as eagles, carried by the presence of the Lord. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. These are things that we do every day. We run, we walk, we get tired. I'm not a walker. Some of you know Brother Walter. He's a walker. He can walk for miles, walk from Bridgewood to Woodhaven or wherever he wants to go. He's got four cars. One of them is a rather new Corvette. Anyway, I don't like to walk. But it says here that in the Lord, that this will apply to our physical as well as we obey the Lord and stay close to Him. But spiritually, He'll keep me strong if I stay close to Him and if I pay attention to His Word, if I do it. No wonder James says, be doers of the Word. That'll do it. Not hearers only. God bless you.